Well, welcome everyone who's out there listening. The show is Talking About Jazz. I'm your host, Joan Griffith, and my guest in the studio today is singer-songwriter, guitar player par excellence over there, Ann Reed. So welcome, Ann.
Hey, Joan.
The KBM.
It's good to be here.
It is kind of fun.
Yeah.
So we've got a lot of different kinds of songs to play today because you do a lot of different kinds of things at your shows. And we can go on about that, but let's just play a tune. And
all right.
What's this first one?
This is probably, you know, people sometimes ask a songwriter what their favorite song is. And I think this is like my favorite song I've ever written.
Wow.
It was written back in 1993 or something like that. But I'm just really fond of it. It's a great song. It's called Hole in the Day.
And that's kind of an unusual title, and I think you should tell them just a little bit about what that is.
Well, Hole in the Day is when I went to my 1 year of college that I managed to do was in Bemidji. And every time I went to Bemidji, I would pass a place called Hole in the Day. There was Hole in the Day Lake and Hole in the Day Drive. And I thought it was such a peculiar little name for a place that I wrote the song before I found out that Hole in the Day was an Ojibwe chief, and he was named that because he was born on the solar eclipse.
But oh, cool.
Nothing whatever to do with the song, but it's just an interesting little factoid.
A factoid it is. All right, so my guest today, if you just tuned in, is Ann Reed. We're going to do an original song of hers called Hole in the Day.
Yeah. There's a hole in the day, the light peeking through, and I'm on familiar ground. The colors all say, hey, no one know you, and how come you ain't been around? And I've been too far too long, I figured it out on my own. It's now in my sight. Dorothy was right, it's true, there is no place like home. There's a hole in the day, the trees are on fire, they're burning but not consumed. They're finding a way brighter, higher and higher, tonight they will color the moon. And I've been too far too long, I figured it out on my own. It's now in my sight, Dorothy was right, it's true, there is no place like home. Dance on the rolling waves. It's to and away, they leap and they fly and go back through the hole in the day. And I've been too far too long, I figured it out on my own. It's now in my sight, Dorothy was right, it's true, there is no place like home. Now in my sight, Dorothy was right. It's true, there is no place like home.
Oh, that's a really nice song.
Yeah. Thank you.
It's one of my favorites, too.
Yeah.
It's just really a, I don't know, just kind of expresses a feeling of a place and everything else. So
yeah, I seem to write a lot of songs about home or mm-hmm. or wanting to be home.
Well, that's always a good sentiment, I think.
Yeah.
So yeah. There's at least one of those songs in every show.
So.
Well, if you just tuned in, my guest this morning is singer-songwriter Ann Reed. And Ann, Your guitar, the radio folks can't see it, but it is a beautiful work of art. And why don't you talk about what that is?
Well, it's a 12 string, and I had this. I wanted to get a 12 string that wasn't going to go out of tune every time I played a different song. I went to Charlie Hoffman in the Seward neighborhood in Minneapolis, and he was building guitars, and he built this one for me back in 1977.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's older than some people in my audience occasionally. it's a little sobering, but it's a great guitar. It's a beautiful, it's just got this beautiful sound to it. When he built it, he said, you know, you have your choice of a couple of woods on the top. You can have a spruce top or you can have a cedar top. And I didn't know anything about guitars or wood or anything. So, I said, well, what's the difference? And he said, well, a spruce top is hard. He said, it'll take it a little time to mellow. He said, but a cedar top, it'll just mellow out really fast. And I said, oh, I'll go for that. That'd be great. Not knowing I was going to play this thing for over 40 years.
A little instant gratification. Huh?
So it's a little deeper sound than a normal 12 string would have.
Yeah.
And I tend to put a capo on the second fret or I never play it open. I don't want that huge open jangly sound. So I'm trying to contain it a little bit with that. And it's kind of fun.
Yeah, for listeners who are not necessarily guitar geeks out there, but of course I am. So the 12 string has got 12 different strings, but it's basically got the same six pitches as a guitar.
Tuned exactly the same as a six string. The two top strings, the E and the B, are, well, this is not going to be an E and a B. It's actually going to be a half step up. But these, they're duplicated. They're just two of them. And then with the G string, it just starts going in octaves.
Right. Which gives it that really unique sound. And,
yeah.
Yeah. And was there an artist that brought you to the 12 string?
Well, I played in my church folk group when I was learning how to play the guitar. It was a very radical thing in the Catholic Church to have a folk group. And we used to get these nice notes that said, get those hippies off the altar. But but the woman who led the folk group had a 12 string. It was the first thing I'd ever seen, and I just fell in love with it. Mm-hmm. I didn't really hear anybody playing one. I know Pete Seeger played one, but they tended to just sort of bang on it. And then I heard Leo Kottke and Peter Lang and John Faye, and I thought, wow, so much more can be done with this instrument. So it just sort of went from there.
Well, there you have it. Yeah. All right. Well, if you just tuned in, my guest this morning is singer-songwriter Ann Reed, playing her beautiful 12-string. And we're going to do a bunch of different kinds of songs in this hour. But the next one, the first one we played was one of your songs. And the next one I think we have up is another one of yours.
Yes.
Thanks for that. Yep. You want to tell us about that song?
Well, I often, when I lead sing-alongs, and it comes to Thanksgiving time, I'm aware that there are very few songs about giving thanks. and I've written a couple in my time because I think being grateful is really, really important in a person's life. So I've got one song that's called My Grateful Heart, and this one kind of followed that one as far as kind of a song of gratitude.
All right. Well, I'm going to switch. I was playing Mando with you on that first one, and I'm going to switch to the bass.
I watch the rain fall, not one drop is shy. Trees are having drinks. I am warm and dry. May everybody make it safely back home to their own little nest. Now I bow my head, say thanks for this, thanks for that. I've said I'm sorry. I've said I told you so. There's stuff my heart regrets. One day I'll let it go. And if you ever felt forgiven, then you get it how it heals and mends. Now I bow my head, say thanks for now, thanks for then. Oh, love.
spoken word. Stories ordered, sung in chapters to a novel that'll never end. And now I bow my head, say thanks for those, thanks for them. All the love, all the mess, all for all, thanks for that. Having drinks, I am warm and dry. Everybody make it safely back home to their own little nest. Now I bow my head, say thanks for this, thanks for that. Everybody make it safely back home to their own little nest. Now I bow my head, say thanks for this, thanks for that.
Very nice, Anne.
Cool.
All right.
Thanks.
Well, if you just tuned in, I have singer-songwriter Anne Reed with me in the studio playing that beautiful 12-string, singing some originals, which is super great. Now, Anne, you've been branching out a little on your repertoire.
A little bit. A little tiny bit, yeah.
And I think the next song that I have up is a Nightingale sang in Berkeley Square.
Right, yep. Well, you're the one who got me into this stuff, okay. I think. Yeah, it's your fault. I mean, my parents were my parents didn't have kids until they were nearly 40, and so my parents were always about 10 years older than my peers' parents, mm-hmm. and so their music was completely different. So, I mean, I grew up with their songs. You know, mm-hmm. their songs were all Rodgers and Hammerstein and Cole Porter and all those great songs back then, and songs of the 30s and 40s were their popular music.
Sure, yeah.
So I was really familiar with it, but I didn't, you know, as a songwriter, you sit in your room and you write songs and you know. So it was great. When you and I started working together, of course, you're like the jazz person over there, and you know all these tunes, these great tunes. And,
oh, there's a lot of good tunes. Yeah.
And I remember just saying, you know, maybe we should do something different. And you said, you know what, you'd sound great singing. And I went, no, what? And you said, Nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. I said, I've never heard that song. So I went home and I downloaded a copy of Rosemary Clooney singing mm-hmm. A Nightingale Sang in Berkeley Square. And I thought, wow, what a great song.
Yeah,
great
it's song. A beautiful thing. Well, let's just play it and then we can talk about it more.
Perfect.
If you just tuned in, my guest is singer-songwriter Anne Reed, and we're going to do a beautiful song called A Nightingale Sang in Berkeley Square.
That certain night, the night we met, there was magic abroad in the air. There were angels dining at the Ritz, and a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. I may be right, I may be wrong, but I'm perfectly willing to swear that when you turned and smiled at me, a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. The moon that lingered over London town, poor puzzled moon, he wore a frown. How could he know we two were so in love? The whole darn world seemed upside down. The streets of town were paved with stars. It was such a romance. affair. And as we kissed and said goodnight, a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square.
Very nice,
Joan.
That's a beautiful sign. Now, who wrote that?
A couple guys, Eric Mashwitz and Manning Sherwin.
Uh-huh.
And it was like 1939 or something like that. So they were Londoners,
mm-hmm.
and things were changing.
Oh, yeah.
Big time. So beautiful song, though. Just, I can't believe I'd never heard it before.
Yeah, well, Nat King Cole has a real nice version of it,
oh,
too.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's one of those kind of, you know, there's songs that you hear all the time, and then there are songs that are just as good that you don't hear all the time.
Oh, that's true.
It's kind of in that lovely group,
I think. So, beautiful song.
Now, the song I have next here is The Way You Look Tonight.
Yeah.
And why don't you tell us about that song?
You know, I think this is one of those classic songs where whenever I've watched it, there have been several television programs where if you have somebody with a love interest, somehow this song always gets stuck in there. It's like, they're, you know, it's on the when they're dancing or something, it's always The Way You Look Tonight.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably one of the most romantic songs ever written. It was written by Jerome Kern and Dorothy Fields.
Ah.
And a number of years ago, I did a show based on Dorothy Fields. Not because her life had this incredible arc to it, but because she is sort of a not very well-known lyricist.
Mm-hmm.
And she was the first woman to win an Oscar, and she won it for this, a songwriting Oscar. And she won it for this song. It was in a Fred Astaire movie called Swing Time, I think.
Ah.
And but she wrote just a bunch of really cool songs.
Mm-hmm.
She wrote Sunny Side of the Street, I Can't Give You Anything But Love. She wrote the lyrics for Seesaw. And
mm-hmm.
for Sweet Charity. So just a really accomplished woman who was making her living doing songwriting, lyric writing, and hardly anybody knows about her.
Well, yeah. Well, they know the songs.
Oh, they know the songs. But
yeah.
And she had such a nice way with a phrase, I think. But this song, man, everything just came together.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with Jerome Kern, really, either. So.
Not at
cool.
all.
All right. So The Way You Look Tonight.
The Way You Look Tonight.
Well, here we go.
Yeah.
Someday, when I'm awfully low, when the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you and the way you look tonight. your smile so warm and your cheeks so soft. There is nothing for me but to love you just the way you look tonight. With each word, your tenderness grows, tearing my fear apart. Touches my foolish heart. Lovely, never, never change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight.
Push me a little bit on playing all these things on solo guitar. It's killing me over here. But
it's your turn to take a break. Take a break so I can kind of sit here and go, what?
Yeah. And do you feel like these old standards influence your own songwriting on any level?
I really do. I think they did just because they're so, you know, so many of them are so well written. And obviously, whether it was a songwriting team that worked together or whether it's a solo songwriter, there was a lot of thought put into the melody and the words kind of matching up. And mm-hmm. I think that's so important when you're writing. It's, you know, there's a rhythm in words and there's a rhythm in music. And to get those to really go together is really key. And I think people really, really did that. And even the way that Dorothy Fields kind of, and a lot of other songwriters too, they kind of have that middle rhyme where they're kind of picking it up. And, you know, when she says, when the world is cold, I will feel glow just thinking of you. Well, the mm-hmm. glow is the rhyme.
Mm-hmm.
But that line just kind of flows, and it's so lovely.
And the middle rhyme in the middle of the...
Right. It's just a beautiful thing. I just love that. And you try to make it poetic, but also almost like a conversation.
Yeah, and have the rhythm of the way we speak.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, pretty. It is interesting. You know,
it's interesting the way they. I mean, it's. In, I mean, the more that I listen to the older songs, I kind of miss that. I miss that kind of real attention to the lyrics and attention to, you know. I mean, people are doing really interesting things now with music and with rhythm,
mm-hmm.
but I think lyrics have gone sort of flat.
Mm-hmm.
At least what I've been hearing.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I try to write songs myself, but
right.
it's the I can it's none of it's easy, but writing a lyric that makes any sense is really hard. So
it is, but you wrote that really beautiful tune, Enter You, Enter Love. You and I just recorded that, and that's just a gorgeous song.
You want to do that one?
Sure.
So I'm simply holding my guitar.
As long as we're talking about
it. Might as well do that. Well, jazz fans, if you've tuned in, the show is Talking About Jazz. I'm your host, Joan Griffith. My guest today is singer-songwriter Ann Reed, and we're exploring, some other kinds of tunes. And Ann, you've been just so kind to sing this one. I think it just sounds really nice.
It's a gorgeous tune, Joan. You just did an incredible turn on it.
It's called Enter You, Enter Love, and Ann is singing like crazy on it. I had recorded it quite a long time ago with Lucia Newell on an album of the same name. And, other people have sung it. Connie sung it a little bit. And
it's a great
song. Blah, blah, blah.
So, great song.
Let's
dive into
it,
shall we?
Okay, the song is Enter You, Enter Love.
Is it really true? All these turnings round brought me here, brought me you. What we find, what we lose, what we dream, what we choose. Yes, in this life it's love we will remember. What we lose, what we dream.